Right, time for us to wrap up with some great local music. And our music guest today is only 16 years old, but already been touted as a star in the making. Mila Smith is already making waves on the pop music scene with the release of her debut single called Liars and Fakes, which we are going to play for you to end the show today. And this is one of those stories that just make you feel like slightly an underachiever, can I say, because Mila has been writing her own music since she was 8 years old. Playing the piano by ear, composing her own songs. She formed her first band when she was only 11 and didn't just play in the garage, thank you very much. It was an indie pop band, and they actually released their debut EP called Possibility in 2016. Couple of years after that, she signed a deal with creative artist services company Platoon in London. So she's certainly a young lady on the fast track to success in the music business. To tell us a little bit more about how it all got started and where to from here, it's my great pleasure to welcome Mila Smith to the show. It's great to have you with us, Mila.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Mila, I mean, I'm astounded when I read lines about writing your own songs when you're only 8 years old. I think I'd barely learned how to tie my shoelaces by then. I mean, there must have been music in your early life to inspire you and push you in that direction, I assume.
Oh, yes, definitely. Like, I think one of my fondest memories is when I would sing in my grandparents' garden at like the age of 5, just random things about my day. And I think that really was, that propelled my music journey.
Okay, and piano was obviously one of the first instruments. Do you play any others, Mila, or was it focused on keyboards and voice?
Yes, it's mainly just focused on keyboards and voice.
Okay. And the writing of the lyrics, is that something that's always come naturally to you as well as crafting the music? And as a matter of interest, which comes first for you?
Well, which comes first is it's usually that I'll just think of a melody. I could be anywhere. I could be at school. I could be in the shower. And I play piano by ear. I can't read piano like notes. And so I'd go down to the piano, I'd establish the chords, and then the lyrics flow from there.
Amazing. And when you're in that sort of writing headspace, Mila, what are the things that are sort of informing the kind of songs you write? Are you writing about angst-ridden issues that plague teenagers? Are you writing about love relationships? Tell us a little bit more about the kind of music you create.
I mean, I really use music as a form of my own personal diary. So I'm conveying my own experiences, my own emotions onto the page. And of course, being a teenager, I feel that it can resonate to other teenagers, but also just people in general. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So the first band when you were only 11 years old, I mean, it's one thing to say we're going to form a band and we love music and we'll play and jam together, but to actually go ahead and release an EP at that age is something quite unusual. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Well, it was actually so surreal. We met at school. There were literally two of my bandmates, Leo and Daniel, and we formed this band when I was just 11 called Skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. And I'd introduced that I compose original music. And so that, like, I gave the music to them. We worked on it together. And then we ended up just compiling all these songs and released our EP. And we were also able to open for bands such as Freshly Ground and The Rudimentals. So I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I had with them.
I'm sure I interviewed you at the time, Mila, now that I think about it. The minute you said the word, the name Skyscrapers, there is a bell ringing in the back of my head that even then we were picking you up as somebody to watch. Now, fast forward to 2020 and there is a debut single to play. Mila, I mean, talk to us a little bit about how your music's progressed since the time of Skyscrapers.
Well, of course, the band sadly disbanded in 2018, and I was approached by the record label Platoon, and now fast forward, and my debut single, Lies and Fakes, is out. And it's literally been about 2 years in the making. I feel like my writing has grown. It also took that time to find my sound as a solo artist as well, but I couldn't be happier, and I'm just so excited that the song is out now.
Can't wait to hear it. Before we do that, though, Mila, I mean, juggling all of this, a burgeoning musical career when you're still at school has got to be a real challenge. I mean, are you very sort of parat about how you manage your hours and make time for your schoolwork and for your music? Do you have to be really sort of strict with yourself about that?
Yes. I mean, I do think that I'm very self-disciplined, but I'm so grateful to my school and also to like my support system at home, because my school is so understanding of my busy schedule. My home, like my mom especially, so supportive of that schedule and really helps me balance my time. And I think it's just knowing when to say no, knowing when to step back and take a break, and just juggling all of that. It's been a challenge, but it's also been a learning experience.
Oh, there's a lesson there that some of us adults could do with learning, Mila. So thank you for that. Okay. We are going to play out the show with the brand new single, Liars and Fakes. Tell us about the song.
Well, the song was written about someone who I felt only used me for superficial gain as opposed to chasing a real genuine friendship. So that was the motivation behind the song. It was amazing to like finally have it out. Like, I keep on saying this, but just because it was a long process, and of course we had to record it like last year, like in the middle of like the COVID pandemic, and like film the video. But yeah, it's finally out. I'm ready for you guys to hear it. Yay.
Okay, Mila, we're going to play it now. The last question is, if our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to follow your career and look for more music to come?
All right. So on Instagram, you can find me at I Am Mila Smith. Then, of course, on YouTube, you can find the song Liars and Fakes. You can just type in Mila Smith Liars and Fakes. On Facebook, I'm also there. You can just search Mila Smith and I'll come up. And then I'm also on TikTok and my username is I Am Mila Smith.
You are Mila Smith. It's been a great pleasure having you on the show today. Mila, thanks for joining us and looking forward to listening to the song.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
All the best to you. The song is called Liars and Fakes.
When I succeed, things go quiet and then you leave. Who you trying to be? Oh, 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 oh. Who you trying to be? Further and further, nobody catches me. They said stay strong, but I'm feeling weak. Longing for someone, someone to stand with me. Oh, oh, but baby, can't you see?
The song's called Liars and Fakes. The artist is young Mila Smith, spelled M-I-L-A, and then Smith the usual way. You can look for her on all the major social media platforms. Keep an eye on that one for more music to come.